The value that open Wi-Fi brings is the new thought to innovation. Being able to keep pace with the current Wi-Fi standards in conjunction with taking chances and creating new and exciting access point form factors or software integrations that maybe weren't thought about before. Those are the type of things that are going to help the Wi-Fi industry evolve.
Hey, this is Martha DeGrasse here again for Wi-Fi Alliance, and this is The Signal, our podcast, where we give you the inside track on Wi-Fi. This week, we're continuing our special series called CEO Insights. We're talking with Wi-Fi industry leaders and exploring their unique perspectives about the Wi-Fi ecosystem. You're going to get insights and thought leaderships on all things Wi-Fi. We are excited to be joined by Corey Douglas, CEO of Pavlov Media. Corey, we're delighted to have you here on The Signal.
Great. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here with you today.
And of course, we've got Wi-Fi Alliance President and CEO Kevin Robinson. He'll be leading the conversation today. Kevin, welcome back to The Signal.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
All right. Today, we're going to be discussing Wi-Fi innovation, fiber to the home, and more. The mic is yours, Kevin.
Great. Thanks, Martha. And it's a pleasure to be here with you, Corey, as we talk about kind of really what Pavlov Media is up to and also leading into open Wi-Fi, which for those who aren't following is really a very intriguing space. So why don't we start off with discussing the role of Pavlov Media? Maybe you could share a little bit more on your role in the Wi-Fi marketplace, as well as your association with open Wi-Fi.
Sure, absolutely. Start off by thanking you again for having me on the podcast today. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here. So my name is Corey Douglas. I am the CEO of Pavlov Media. My role at the company is to set the vision for expanding our products and services into more communities throughout the United States. To answer your question about our role in the Wi-Fi marketplace, Pavlov Media is a designer, a builder, and an operator of networks in 150 cities throughout the United States and Canada. We have been members of the open Wi-Fi community since 2021, and our customers include single-family homes, MDUs, businesses, and municipalities. As you can probably imagine, with that diverse customer base, it requires very specific purpose-built Wi-Fi solutions to enable each of those business segments or customer segments to be able to get what they want out of their networks.
That's great. And there's really been a lot of, for those who maybe not have been following, a lot of activity going on around Pavlov. I've noticed that there's some activity both on the investment side as well as the acquisition side. And in particular, there was an acquisition, I believe, of NetExperience, which is a leading open Wi-Fi cloud provider, as well as an acquisition of FiberRing from Dial Communications. So maybe, Corey, if you go a little bit into how these various developments have really demonstrated the importance and the momentum of Pavlov Media.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So to understand the momentum that Pavlov Media has right now, it's important to understand where we started from. So we were founded in Champaign, Illinois, 33 years ago. The company started out as an internet service provider focused on off-campus student housing complexes. That meant bringing bulk internet connections in for the residents to share a distributed Ethernet network across the apartment complex, and then later progressed into providing other services on top of that initial offering. The company has evolved over time and now provides internet services to not only MDUs, but homes and businesses as well in 44 states. So our strategy right now is to expand our existing high-speed fiber optic networks that we have historically leveraged to provide college markets with high-speed internet and Wi-Fi services. The acquisition of the FiberRing from Dial Communications is a recent example of this. Another recent example is the expansion of our fiber network in Gainesville, Florida. While there are a couple very strong Wi-Fi manufacturers in the industry, you know, we found solutions were sometimes rigid and didn't always work well outside of the vendor's proprietary ecosystem of products. The COVID pandemic really highlights the issue for us. We were severely impacted by vendor supply chain issues and were forced to look for other Wi-Fi hardware providers to fulfill customer orders. after taking a chance on some new access point hardware, we partnered with NetExperience to orchestrate the new products that we had purchased in the wild, and the rest is history. You can now find these open Wi-Fi based products in single family homes, MDUs, and businesses all over the country.
Now that's really great, Corey. Maybe next we could spend a little bit of time talking about what you see in terms of the growing demand for high-speed internet access, as well as reliable connectivity, and how open Wi-Fi is enabling you to meet that demand.
Sure. So open Wi-Fi presents new options for how wireless networks are designed, built, and supported. The open design of these products allow new hardware and software companies to enter the market and help drive innovation, you know, whether it's an MDU, whether it's single family home or business. Having new entrants into the space has really helped evolve the solutions that we're able to deploy. As far as how I see today's digital landscape evolving, the world we live in is becoming more connected by the day. We see this in the form of faster internet speeds, an increased rate of innovation, more choices for the consumer. From a consumer perspective alone, the multiple form of smart tech devices that are being pushed into our homes, our places of business, even the transportation that we take is requiring more speed and reliability from the deployed networks. Massive data centers are being constructed and expanded to fuel AI-driven workloads that will usher in the next digital evolution. Now, these workloads will require very dense, fast, reliable networks that in many cases are not built today. With that being said, many residential, business, and municipal customers are starting to find that the networks that they have relied on in the past are not built to properly keep pace with these new innovations. Providers like Pavlov Media that focus on the entire digital fabric, opposed to just a subset of the network that the consumer leverages, will have a very important role in the future of connectivity.
So then what do you see maybe over the next 5 to 10 years? Is there anything in particular that you see evolving or maybe emerging in terms of that landscape that maybe isn't the case today?
So it is the AI-driven workloads that will be coming the next 5 to 10 years that we don't exactly know what they will entail, other than the need for high-speed, reliable networks to enable these technologies of the future. More density, more speed, and reliability will be key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Corey, I think it's absolutely fair. I've often made the point that one of the great things with Wi-Fi and connectivity in general is that many of the applications that ultimately make the greatest use were hard. It was difficult to imagine them when that connectivity first took that step. So much of it, like you said, is really about enabling these networks to support things like AI, or really what might be coming down the pike. So I guess one other thing that we could talk about, Corey, is, you know, you certainly cannot view connectivity as any one given technology. There are all sorts of different complementary technologies, whether that be in broadband or any other domain. So looking at open Wi-Fi, how do you see that complementing broadband technologies like fiber to the home to ultimately provide a more comprehensive connectivity solution?
I see it as being another tool in the toolbox of solutions to use to meet consumer demands as it relates to network consumption. You know, as it relates to open Wi-Fi, the value that open Wi-Fi brings is the new thought to innovation. Being able to keep pace with the current Wi-Fi standards in conjunction with taking chances and creating new and exciting access point form factors or software integrations that maybe weren't thought about before. Those are the type of things that are going to help the Wi-Fi industry evolve.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely makes sense. So with fiber to the home, it's something that obviously gets a lot of attention, I think, in areas and regions like Europe, certainly in Asia. Fiber to the home, fiber to the room is a huge trend. It probably doesn't get talked about as much in the U.S., but of course, there are a lot of fiber deployments happening. Could you maybe, and I believe I have a stat here that you currently deployed over 40 states, Pavlov Media, in terms of fiber to the home. Could you speak a little bit about how does Pavlov Media evaluate where to do these deployments, which locations to select? And then a follow-on to that, of course, is going to be, What kind of an impact do you see in these communities when you're able to deploy fiber where it previously wasn't available?
Right. No, that's a good question. We at Pavlov believe in the power of connectivity to transform lives. Our first choice when selecting a fiber market is to identify those communities that don't already have fiber infrastructure. That is much better than the communities that have something to work with. And that is always top of the list for our company, is if we identify a market where there is not an existing fiber provider, that is top of our list. Second to that, we utilize what we call anchor points, the college markets that we have historically operated in, to look at the geography around those markets and determine if it's a market that could benefit from having our services. So we would simply expand the fiber networks that we already have deployed running these markets into the surrounding neighborhoods and business districts to be able to create that digital fabric that we've been talking about today.
So we've certainly focused quite a bit on the importance of technologies like Wi-Fi 7, as well as combining that with, for example, the 6 gigahertz band in the U.S. to ensure that you're able to actually deliver that capacity coming through your fiber network. So great example. It's not you all, but I just finally got fiber just past my house. I got the notification this week that I can sign up for fiber, and it's 6 to 8 gigabits per second is what they're offering. There is no way that you get that to a device without the latest generations of Wi-Fi and without sufficient spectrum. So I guess if there's anything we want to maybe get into on, you know, when you're looking at rolling out fiber networks, what are your considerations to ensure that at the end of the day, the user is getting the full benefit of those investments in those networks?
Right. A designer of networks, you always start with the end in mind. So what are the applications that the consumers are going to want to use, and how are those going to need to interact with other entities? It doesn't make sense to have a fiber network deployed to a home or to an MDU or business if you're only going to be able to use a fraction of that throughput. So technologies like Wi-Fi 6, Wi-Fi 6E, and now Wi-Fi 7 will allow us to be able to realize the full potential of not only the workloads today, but also the workloads coming down the line in the next 5 to 7 years.
Well, great. Corey, I mean, it sounds like Pavlov Media and the rest of your team are really delivering meaningful impact to your customers and all the regions you serve. And I just continue to be kind of amazed and excited about what those in our industry are doing to really impact the lives of everyday users around the community. So certainly appreciate you spending the time to speak with us, Corey, about what Pavlov Media has been up to. And Martha, maybe we can hand it back to you.
Yeah, Corey, Kevin, great conversation. Thank you so much for being here, Corey. It's always great to have you on The Signal.
Great. Thank you. Happy to be here.
And that is our show. Don't forget to check the show notes for more resources, and be sure to follow The Signal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music to get all the latest episodes straight to your device. You can also find us at the Wi-Fi Alliance. That's y-fi.org. And connect with us on social. Thank you so much for listening today, and please join us next time on The Signal.